This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I am the captain of this ship, or show, but guitarist Lee Ridenour is Captain Fingers. And we start with the two-part title track to his 1978 album, The Captain's Journey. Part one, The Calm, and part two, The Storm.
Hi, this is Joe Birdie, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Joe. We made it out of the first song, Safe and Sound, The Captain's Journey, Part 1, The Calm, Part 2, The Storm. Lee Ridenour captained and wrote that two-part journey from the album of the same name, The Captain's Journey, in 1978. 13 years before The Perfect Storm. He also played guitars with Patrice Rushen on Rhodes piano and electric grand piano, the synthesizer duo of Ian Underwood and Dave Grusin. Ian is one of many to perform with Frank Zappa, as did his wife Ruth, Anthony Jackson on his signature six-string contrabass guitar, Steve Gadd on drums, the percussion duo of Alex Acuna and Steve Foreman, and David, not Dave, Nadian was the concertmaster for the strings that were arranged by Dave Grusin and presumably conducted. There'll be more Frank Zappa alumni peppered throughout tonight's Instrumental Invasion. But for now, the Dave Brubeck Quartet with drummer Joe Morello's composition, Chimwa Shimeri. Jean-Luc Ponty on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Give Us a Chance from A Taste for Passion in 1979. Jean-Luc wrote Give Us a Chance and played electric violin, Alan Zavad on keyboards, synthesizers, Ralph Armstrong on fretless bass, also electric, and Casey Shirell on drums and percussion. Jean-Luc Ponty and Alan Zavad are two more musicians that performed with Frank Zappa. Before them, a traditional quartet with one instrument each, the Dave Brubeck Quartet with Chimwa, as Professor Farnsworth would ask it on Futurama, from Time Changes in 1964. Unlike my last name, Chimwa is spelled S-H-I-M space W-H-A. Dave Brubeck was on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Eugene Wright on acoustic bass, and Joe Morello, the writer of Chimwa, on drums. And he didn't write it as a question. I made it one to play off my last name and also do the professor impression. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, a quartet, traditional mind you, led by Chick Corea.
Need something a little heavier?
Call 311 or 516-869-6311 to volunteer.
Instrumentals from many genres are in their element on Instrumental Invasion. There's jazz. Contemporary jazz. New age. Easy listening. And more. Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, Wednesday nights from 9 to 11 on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The Captain's Journey by Lee Ridenour was two parts in one, but this is Chick Corea with only one part that's longer than Lee's two. Quartet number two, part two, dedicated to John Coltrane. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Dan Siegel with In the Beginning from Reflections in 1983. Written by Dan on piano, organ, and keyboards. Backed up by Richard Smith on electric guitar, Rob Thomas, not that one, on electric bass, Carlton Jackson on drums, and Charles Dowd on timpani or kettle drum, like the one you heard in the liner at the top of this segment. Before that, Chick Corea with Quartet No. 2, Part 2, dedicated to John Coltrane. That is the full title. From three quartets in 1981. The title refers to three compositions for a quartet, though it's really four compositions and not in order. The track listing is Quartet No. 1, No. 3, No. 2, Part 1, dedicated to Duke Ellington, and 2, Part 2, for Coltrane, as I said. The quartet that Chick wrote for was him on piano, channeling McCoy Tyner, and he soloed first. Frank Zappa alum Michael Brecker on tenor sax, a la Train, he soloed third. Eddie Gomez on double bass, acoustic, in the spirit of Steve Davis, he soloed second. And Steve Gadd, back again on drums, a la Elvin Jones, he soloed last. Spyro Gyra leads off the next segment, segment 3 of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were?
Stay golden.
Hi, this is Tom Schumann of Spyro Gyra. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Tom and Spyro Gyra take us on another captain's journey, Captain Karma.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
And that was David Benoit with Houston from Inner Motion in 1990, written as an ode to the most populous city in Texas. He also wrote about that state's El Camino Real de los Tejas National Historic Trail on Inner Motion. For Houston, David played piano and arranged and conducted, for sure, the Warfield Avenue Symphony Orchestra, featuring Doug Cameron as the violin soloist. Traditional violin, not electric like Jean-Luc Ponty. Otherwise, Steve Bailey on acoustic and fretless bass, David Dirge on drums, percussion by Michael Fisher, and Grant Geisman on acoustic and electric guitars, including 12-string, nylon string, banjo, and mandolin. Before that, Spyro Gyra with Captain Karma from Rites of Summer in 1988. Considering the loose definition of karma, I guess you could call that the captain's destiny. Tom Schumann likely did not have that in mind when he wrote Captain Karma. He played keyboards, Jay Bekenstein on soprano sax, Julio Fernandez only on electric guitars, Oscar Cartaya only on electric bass, Richie Morales on drums and percussion, and Dave, not David, Samuels, still another, who performed with Frank Zappa on vibes and marimba. Formally taking us into hour two, Yellow Jackets with Black Tie, featuring Mark Russo on alto sax.
This is WCWP, Brookville.
Public radio that rocks.
On the air.
88.1 FM.
Online.
WCWP.org.
And on the go.
The WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one ended with a Black Tie affair with Black Tie by Yellow Jackets from Shades in 1986. The Black Tie Shades combo brings to mind Jake and Elwood Blues, the Blues Brothers. They were nowhere to be found on Black Tie, composed by Yellow Jackets member Russell Ferrante, heard on keyboards. Mark Russo played alto sax, as he did in Tower of Power, similar to the Blues Brothers band, Jimmy Haslip on bass, and Ricky Lawson on real drums and Simmons drums. Shades was Ricky's last recording with Yellow Jackets, followed by Will Kennedy. Hour two begins in 1996 with guitarist Ken Navarro. Make It Rain is the title. Not like that. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Jeff Lorber with Not Under Wood, But Under Wraps from Philly Style in 2003. A love letter to Philadelphia, the metro area he was born and raised in, specifically Cheltenham Township, just like the Brecker brothers, Michael and Randy. Jeff's music career started in Portland, Oregon, same as Dan Siegel, raised 100 miles south in Eugene. They're both in Greater Los Angeles now, and that's where Philly Style was recorded. Under Wraps was composed by Jeff Lorber and Stephen Dubin. Jeff arranged the horns and played piano, Rhodes piano, Wurlitzer, and most keyboard parts, with Steve on the rest. Tony, not Anthony, or even Anthony, Maiden, was on guitar, Tony Maiden on guitar, Alex Al on bass, Lil John Roberts on drums, percussion by Lenny Castro, and the horns were Gary Meek on tenor sax and Ron King on flugelhorn. Eric Marienthal played alto sax on the song before that, Make It Rain by Ken Navarro, from When Night Calls in 1996. Ken was the sole composer of Make It Rain, playing acoustic and electric guitars and any keyboards not played by Jay Rowe, who was also on piano. Gary Granger was on bass, his brother Greg on drums, another pair of musician brothers, and I told you about Eric Marienthal on alto sax, but I didn't tell you he was in the Chick Corea Electric Band, was Eric. Jay, Gary, and Greg are currently part of Acoustic Alchemy, led by the guitar duo of Greg Carmichael and Miles Gilderdale. On to another guitar duo as we hear Larry Carlton's duet with Vince Gill. Gracias.
Hi, it's Jay Marabli. It's Wednesday night and time to relax with Instrumental Invasion on WCWP.
Thanks, Jay Marabli. We were relaxing to Larry Carlton's duet with Vince Gill. Gracias was the title on Fingerprints in 2000. If you didn't notice, Larry, the writer, was in the left audio channel and Vince in the right channel. Vince vocalized, along with his guitar, a la George Benson. The keyboard duo of Matt Rawlings and Rick Jackson played behind them, as did Abe Laboriel on bass, Vinnie Colaiuta, the last Zappa alum of the evening, on drums, with percussion by Eric Darkin. Hiromi will leave you in a trance next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
The classics live here.
Hello.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Hiromi Uehara and her piano trio with In a Trance. Sleep. No, don't. Keep listening.
This is Travis Demers, the radio voice of the Portland Trailblazers, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Travis. That was Hiromi with In a Trance, another TRA word, from Spark in 2016. Spark is a musical story written entirely by Hiromi, with In a Trance serving as chapter 2, track 2, another TRA. She, Hiromi, was on piano, Anthony Jackson on contrabass guitar, as he was last hour on The Captain's Journey by Lee Ritenour, a short story by comparison, and Simon Phillips on drums. At times, In a Trance reminded me of Will's Chill by David Benoit, also heard last hour with his song, Houston. Keeping in 2016, it's Peter Horvath with Carla, or as Cliff Clavin would say it, Carla.
Hi, this is Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard, Saturday nights at WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Alan Seltzer from the Grooveyard. That was Peter Horvath with his composition Carla from Absolute Reality in 2016, the same year Hiromi released Spark. Peter played Rhodes piano and keyboards, Bob Mintzer, Mark Russo's Yellow Jackets replacement, on tenor sax, Mark Van Wageningen, currently of Tower of Power, on bass, Lenny White, of Chick Corea's Return to Forever group, on drums, and percussion by Peter Michael Escovedo. Chris Standring leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
Howdy, folks.
Water's fine. It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Sure enough, Chris Standring with The Gist of You. Me?
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, heard every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. The show is almost over, but we just heard a triple shot of songs, all written solely by the lead musician. The third song that you heard was the 2021 edition of Sound of Emotion Reprise by Greg Kourakos from his solo piano album Serenata, which he wrote as the reprise to the title track to his 1992 recording, Sound of Emotion. The second song of the triple shot was Bust a Move, two words by Julian Vaughn from Solo, released on April 1st. In this case, Solo means Julian put it out independently, not through a record label. He played lead bass on Bust a Move with Mel Brown on rhythm bass. Steve Cole was featured on tenor sax, Adam Hawley on guitar, Greg Manning on keyboards, and Marcus Finney on drums. The background vocals were either Julian or Greg. And the set began with The Gist of You by Chris Standring from Simple Things, whose street date was May 20th. Chris was on guitars, keyboards, and programming, Andre Berry on bass, and Chris Coleman on drums. We started the show on guitar and will end this two-hour journey on guitar with J.J. Sansavarino. Miami is his song, another song about a city, from Soul, S-O-U-L, Energy, which came out June 3rd, 2 weeks after Simple Things. J.J.'s the Soul, S-O-L-E, composer and plays guitars only, West Bird on piano and keyboards, sounding like Bob James during his piano solo, Chris Snowden on bass, Jay, not J.J. Williams on drums, percussion by Danny, not Dan Sedownick, and the one-man horn section of Jonathan Powell. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Miami by J.J. Sansavarino. So long.